clicking on customer support. My name is Ty. May I assist you?
Yeah, I have a charge on my credit card, and I have no clue what your company is.
Okay, ma'am. We are a call center that works over 100 companies and products. To better assist you, can I get your zip code?
46615.
46615?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first and last name?
Sherry Musole, M-U-S-O-L-E.
Okay, Michelle, can you verify your shipping address for me?
817 South 31st Street, South Bend, Indiana, 46615.
Okay. I'm looking at our system. I do see that you have our Inclini skincare cream and serum. That's all natural product that helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles. Is that correct?
I only got the trial sample, which was $4.95, and they said that's all they would cost my credit card, just the shipping.
Okay, it was you. Before you processed the order, it was the terms and conditions stated that you had 14 days to cancel, or they were going to charge you the full amount for the product.
That's not what it said when I signed up for it. It said that they would have no additional charges.
I'm not quite sure that it said that, ma'am, because in terms and conditions stated, they're going to charge you a full amount and put you on a reoccurring if you don't cancel.
Okay, well, I definitely don't want that. So how do I take care of this? Because I'm not paying for something I can't use. I'm allergic to this shit. Yeah, fucking, like 2-inch letters or something? Like I'm going to see it or something? But it said all you do is pay for shipping.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I can get you canceled out from any future charges, but there's nothing I can do about these charges.
Okay, well, then I'll dispute them because I don't agree with it. I didn't even use the product.
Well,
I didn't get a refill or nothing.
Well, technically, if you dispute it, we're going to receive our funds back because we're going to send up our terms and conditions stating that it's not fraud because we did to let you know that you had 14 days to cancel. It was up to you to read the terms and conditions, ma'am.
Okay, I received nothing by email, so I could even verify
the terms and conditions was put there before you hit submit order.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, after I submit the order, they didn't even send me nothing to my email, so I could call and cancel the damn order.
We did send you an order confirmation email on the 8th
on
of
the
January.
8th. No. I'm looking. I looked in my emails for all of
to the email that you to the email that you provided for us when she processed the order. Wait, and then we also sent you another email on the 12th that confirmed your shipping.
I wonder why they didn't go through. Maybe they went to my spam because
I'm not quite sure, ma'am, but I know we sent you 2 emails. One that say that your order has been confirmed.
Okay, so can I send it back and get my money back? I mean,
well, unfortunately, we cannot receive any product back returned.
This is ridiculous. I want to pay $95 for something I can't use.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. I do sympathize with that. But it's nothing I can do, ma'am. But
okay.
I can't put you on a brief. I can put you on a brief hold and see what I can help you with, okay?
All right. Yeah, they can cancel for no additional charge. But they ain't going to fucking help me for the $100 fucking dollars they're going to stock me for. Because of, see, that's why I should have never done that shit. I fucking knew.
What was that
side offer? Huh?
What was that
Macy's shit?
Mm-hmm. That ain't right. Like luring somebody in and then give you something else and say, hey, I'll be charging this amount. And you don't know. You're not getting none of the, you know, information right up front. Somewhere else and you haven't seen it yet. How many people you can't use that shit because you're late? I'm going to talk asking about that. That's only why I'm like, hey, you're not getting that?
And secondly, if they would have placed me for reoccurring order, then why the hell didn't I get the second shipment? I'll reoccur my ass.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize for the inconvenience, but these are valid charges. So what I can do for you as a courtesy is give you a 35% refund back on both charges, okay?
Okay. And so my other question is this. Well, if it's a reoccurring thing, so I'm paying, what, repeatedly for one product that I received?
No, ma'am. The first charge they charge you is the full amount for the product that you receive. Then they start sending you more products and more charges.
Okay. Well, I definitely don't want anything else.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. So what I can do for you, I can give you this 35% refund back.
Okay.
It's not much, but it's the best I can do at this time, okay?
I understand. And know how they rip people off. That's for damn sure, too. I know, right? I know, because you know, I see the things in my email now, because they went to my spam, and there ain't not one damn thing on either one of those orders that says that shit about the 14 days. Not on either one, or in the shipping package that I got in the mail. Yeah, so that's just crap. I never sign up for shit like that on purpose.
Okay, so ma'am, I got your two refunds issued back to your account. One in the amount of $33.22, the other amount of $30.07, okay?
All right, thank you for that.
Okay, give me just a moment while I finish up.
I know, right? I just happened to check my credit card because it said I had a balance on my credit card. And I'm like, I only used that credit card for one thing on purpose. Just in case. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ma'am, since these charges was made on the 25th, give it 4 to 5 days to go back into your account, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day, Ms. Sherry. Thank you for calling.
Is there an online, like, is there like a website online for your products?
For this product, let me see. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, because see, like, I literally am looking at the emails now, and not, it doesn't say it anywhere on the emails about the.
You ready to write it down?
Yeah.
Okay, that is ICON, like icon.
Okay.
ILIQUESKIN.
QU or 2U?
QU.
Right, QUSKIN.
No, QUESKIN.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Care, CARE. So that's IncomiqueSkincare.com.
All right. Thank you so much for that.
And then once you go to this website, if you go on a computer, you scroll down to where it says Terms and Conditions. And once you click the Terms and Conditions, you scroll down to where it says the IncomiQ Skincare 14-day, 10-day trial.
I didn't order it through the website. I ordered it through a thing from Macy's.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that, but I'm saying when it comes to the questions about the trial and everything that that you have concerns about dealing with why you was charged extra amount and stuff like that, just go scroll down to the trial so you can see what that you did or signed up for. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. What? No, because on the phone, if you go to the page, it only takes you to a page that says, tell us where to send your trial, and it don't say crap on there. All right. Thank you, though. I will research this as much as I can.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day. Thank you for calling customer support, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.